With your latest news, I'm April Cummings.
We walk each year in honor of those who have been affected by domestic violence and bullying.
The Business and Professional Women's Club of Grand Cayman shines a spotlight on domestic violence during today's 20th annual Silent Witness March. Speaking to Radio Cayman News, His Excellency the Governor, Martin Roper, says it is important to raise awareness about the issue.
I mean, clearly, at the moment, the statistics are sort of going up. There do seem to be more cases, but in some ways that's a positive because I think what it means is more people are feeling able to report it. So I just think it's really important to raise awareness and for people to know that there are people out there they can talk to. There are many sort of organisations represented here today that people can talk to them for advice and support. So I just wanted to come down and show my support for this initiative and help to raise awareness.
This year's theme is Safe Home, Safe Community, which reflects on the COVID-19 pandemic. Organizers say though lockdowns globally were meant to protect the community from the threat of COVID-19, for many victims of domestic abuse, the regulations meant being locked in their homes with their abusers. The theme aims to encourage everyone to work towards safe homes, which of course means a safer, wider community. And a quick check of the day's COVID-19 test results. Medical Officer of Health Dr. Samuel Williams Rodriguez reports 481 COVID-19 tests carried out since Monday. One was positive. The individual is an asymptomatic traveler who returned their positive test result after routine screening. As is the norm, they will remain in isolation until considered recovered. There are 832 people right now in isolation, whether in a government facility or in their homes as required by the Medical Officer of Health. A 47-year-old West Bay woman suspected of DUI turns herself into police the day after managing to get out of a police car on the night of her arrest. Shortly before 6:30 p.m. Sunday, officers responded to a report of a collision on West Bay Road in the vicinity of Snooze Lane involving a white Ford Escape and a green Toyota RAV4. Roadside breath tests were conducted on both drivers. The driver of the Ford, a 26-year-old Bodentown man, had a reading of 0.174%. The driver of the Toyota, a 47-year-old woman from West Bay, had a reading of 0.320%. Both were arrested on suspicion of DUI. The driver of the Toyota was put in the police vehicle, while the driver of the Ford complained of pain and was taken to the Cayman Islands Hospital by ambulance. The officers accompanied the ambulance to the hospital, and while there, the driver of the Toyota somehow managed to get away. She's turned herself in and is under arrest on suspicion of driving while impaired, careless driving, and escaping lawful custody. Both drivers are now out on bail. An investigation into a two-car collision at the junction of Bobby Thompson Way and Smith Road last night is now underway. The collision involved a silver Lexus traveling on Bobby Thompson Way headed toward Huldah Avenue and a white Pontiac traveling on Huldah Avenue headed toward Smith Road. As a result of the collision, the drivers sustained injuries and were taken to the Cayman Islands Hospital for treatment for what are believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. They were both later released from the hospital. Fire crews did respond to the scene due to the possibility of gas leaking from the vehicles. The vehicles were towed away, and the collision now under investigation by the Traffic and Roads Policing Unit. Bringing people together in the capital to celebrate, enjoy food and music was starting to become a popular event on the Cayman calendar until COVID-19 came along. Well, now, Saturday Night Live is back, this time as Experience Cayman Live. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins has more.
The Ministry of Commerce, Planning and Infrastructure launched Experience Cayman, which is a virtual festival. We wanted to bring a live version of that virtual festival. And since Saturday Night Live was so successful, basically kind of piggybacking off of that. So we launched the Experience Cayman Live, and it's just basically a way of us reminding the community about, you know, the amazing local artisans that we have here on island.
Thais Doucette, Senior Business Advisor at the Cayman Islands Center for Business Development, adds it's coming just in time for the holiday season.
So we're going to have 30 local vendors selling everything from fashion accessories to one-of-a-kind art pieces. It's a great opportunity to get your holiday shopping done while also supporting local small businesses. There's going to be stalls selling delicious food, drinks, as well as live music and a kids' play area. So we're hoping that persons would take this opportunity to shop, you know, dine, experience, and support these businesses.
However, the event is more than just a holiday shopping event, but an opportunity to assist Cayman's small businesses in their economic recovery.
COVID has obviously had a great impact on small businesses. It's been a really tough year. They've lost a lot of sales because of COVID. So we wanted to offer them the opportunity to, you know, showcase what they have to offer and, you know, persons come out and do some holiday shopping, spend some money in locally. Experience Cayman Live is a way of reminding everyone about all the talented artists and craftsmen that we have here on island. It's important to help these local businesses thrive, providing more job opportunities for Caymanian and so on. So it directly supports the owners and employees of these local businesses and their families.
The event takes place on Saturday, December 5th, from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Cardinal Avenue. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
Businesses can still register to be a part of the Experience Cayman Live event. It is free to sign up. If you're interested, email Antolene Williams, that's antolene.williams@gov.ky, or call 244-8009.
The Cayman Current is a nonprofit digital-first public service journalism organization focused exclusively on covering Cayman Islands education.
Patrick Brandel there telling Radio Cayman the COVID-19 crisis and closure of school campuses earlier this year really highlighted the importance of education, which he says was already getting the short end of the stick.
With trends in the for-profit media, fewer journalists covering fewer subjects, and one of the casualties in Cayman and in many places has been a decline in the coverage of education. So I felt that by pursuing a different model, a nonprofit model, that the Cayman Current could provide the education news that our community needs.
And with four children himself, this journalist and former executive editor of the Cayman Compass decided now was the time, setting up the Current as a charitable company and launching a website promising regular coverage of education.
We don't come with any agenda. We are not coming with any partisan point of view. What we really want to do is first report education news and tell people what's going on in the education system. But also in terms of engagement, we want people to feel like they have ownership over their children's education. And also we can provide a platform for people to express their opinions and engage in constructive conversation about the kind of education system that our country needs.
You can find out more and sign up for their newsletter by visiting caymancurrent.org. The National Museum is marking 30 years of keeping the culture alive, and as Radio Cayman intern Adelaide Walton reports, the museum made it a local affair.
The Cayman Islands National Museum celebrated its 30th anniversary on Saturday with a Lukia kitchen dance. The National Museum, as customary, got its lease renewed with the Cayman Islands government with the exchange of a peppercorn lease symbolized with a 25-fathom coil or rope. The celebration included live music by Bonafide, over 20 specialty vendors and traditional artisans selling traditional thatch products, homemade hammocks, baskets, hats, jewelry, artwork, and more, as well as local food by the East End United Church fundraising team. There was also a cassava cake competition judged by local chef proprietor Tamisha Edwards. Phoenicia Vauden Fraser was awarded the best cassava cake title. A highlight of the celebration was the official opening of the museum's newest exhibition featuring toys from the Virginia Foster Collection, dolls from around the world, a traditional sisal Christmas tree, and other antique toys that Miss Virginia Foster collected over the years. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Adelaide Walton.
That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.